Good morning, it's 7:19 with Sports News. I am Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Red Sox rallied with 5 runs in the 8th inning to beat the Yankees 5-4. The Mets downed the Blue Jays 5-4. The Phillies defeated the Braves 2-1. And the Orioles swept the Nationals 5-4. In soccer, New York City FC shut down Orlando City FC 5-0. DC United blanked the New York Red Bulls 1-0. And the New England Revolution nipped CF Montreal 2-1. At the Tokyo Olympics, the U.S. swimming team was able to grab at least one medal in each event during yesterday's schedule, but today's didn't quite have the same feel. The U.S. was shut out of the medals in the first two finals, and American Katie Ledecky had to settle for silver in the women's 400-meter freestyle, finishing just under 7/10 of a second behind Australia's Ariane Titmus. But it all changed when Caleb Dressel hit the pool. Dressel gave the U.S. a lead it never relinquished in the men's 4x100-meter freestyle relay. The team finished at just under 3 minutes 9 seconds, the third fastest time in history. In other events, the U.S. rallied to beat Japan 2-1 and win the Olympic softball group stage. The U.S. cleaned up in skeet shooting. Amber English hit a record 56 of 60 targets to knock off Diana Bocosi of Italy, while Vincent Hancock shot a record 59 of 60 targets to become the first skeet shooter to win a third gold medal. Luka Doncic scored 48 points in his first Olympic appearance in men's basketball, leading Slovenia to a 118-100 victory over Argentina. And Momiji Nishiya of Japan won the first-ever Olympic skateboard competition for women. The 13-year-old gave the host nation a sweep of golds in the street event a day after Yuto Horigome won the men's event. Taking a look at the latest medal count, China leads with a total of 15, but the U.S. is right behind at 14 and technically leads in golds with 7. I'm Jesse King.